When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The color is white for the season of Easter. On Easter Day and for 50 days, we joyfully celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. White represents both our joy and the light of Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours. From God, our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the King. Amen. If you are King of the Jews, save yourself. It's like the most logical thing in the world, I think, when I picture that scene. The most logical thing in the world is to get off the cross. If someone is hurting you and you can make them stop, make them stop. If there's a possibility that you're going to be hurt and you can avoid it, then avoid it. It's the most logical thing in the world. But the King of the Jews, the reign of Jesus, is not even close to logical. I'd say it's preposterous. It's actually foolishness, according to St. Paul, when he writes to the Corinthians. He says, this love of Christ, it's foolishness to those who do not believe. But we have a king who says, it is not foolish to pour yourself out for the sake of the world. We have a king who says, it is not foolish to love. Because after all, love is the whole truth. Love is the source of everything, including yourself. Love is what holds us together. Love is what sustains us. Love is what will save you. And it will save you not just as we know in the waters of baptism and on into eternity, but it will save you from, in this life, choosing to not abide in love, which is the truth. We have this king who, in response to his own murder while it's happening, his response is forgiveness. It's ridiculous. It's illogical. It's preposterous to be being murdered and to ask for forgiveness upon those who are doing it. Hans read from Colossians today. It says, he himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body and the church. And we are the church, so we are the body. And it's our very way of life, it's our existence, it's our being to abide in Christ, to follow the head. To live in Christ, to be Christ's hands and feet, he holds us together and makes us the body. And as the head of our body, he's hanging on a cross. And after being betrayed, rejected, wrongfully judged, deserted by his friends, severely beaten, and then hung on the cross, the head of our body said, oh, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. And by the power of that torturous death, by the miracle of the resurrection, we are given the power to look at those who anger or frighten or hurt us and say, oh, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I need to tell you that every time I say those words, every time I'm wearing a robe and I'm standing in a position of leadership in a church, and every time I say that we're supposed to love our enemies and forgive those who hurt us, my mind begins to spin. The words are coming out of my mouth, but other things are happening in my head. I feel a little bit panicked because from this position of authority, I feel responsible for you and what you're hearing. I love you with the love of Christ. And if you are in a relationship that is abusive in any fashion, I never want you to hear me or the church say that you're supposed to stay there because Jesus told you to. I never want you to hear someone that looks like this, in this position of power and authority in the church, to say that you are to forgive and love and just persist in receiving physical or mental or spiritual or emotional or sexual abuse because the church told you to. Forgiveness is a spiritual practice. Forgiveness is... you can honestly forgive someone. You can honestly ask God to remove the hate from your own heart regarding this situation. You can honestly ask God not to hold it against this person. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. You can honestly do that from afar. Because your beautiful life was not created to be oppressed. And your beautiful life is the reason Jesus didn't move from the cross. When those soldiers said, if you're the king, save yourself. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And he did not save himself because he saved you. Amen.